I'm Jim Dewey with our Morning Ag Update. The House Agriculture Committee held a pre-farm bill hearing on Wednesday, and lawmakers got some expert views on the outlook for the farm economy. Gary Crawford takes the first look.
What kind of financial outlook picture do the experts paint for agriculture? At a House Ag Committee hearing Wednesday, we heard this.
The outlook for the U.S. farm economy remains subdued. Financial stress has increased modestly for many producers.
Credit availability continues to tighten.
To be blunt, very little hope of recovery on the horizon given current price forecasts.
Projected real net farm income, correcting for inflation, remains below the 2015 level through 2025.
However, most of the experts testifying at the hearing agreed with Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank economist Dr. Nathan Kaufman that even though farm debt is up, land values and commodity prices and incomes down.
A farm crisis on the scale of the 1980s still does not appear imminent.
USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson agreed, but said we should watch for trends that could change that conclusion, including
rising interest rates faster than we expect, as well as declining land values, repayment delinquencies. So if we see those increase, that would be increasing cause for concern.
But right now, he doesn't see those things on the horizon. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Thank you, Gary. While noting the budget reduction savings included in the last farm bill, Committee Chairman Mike Conaway says lawmakers need to take a different approach to the next farm bill.
Critics of the farm bill are absolutely right. We did not save the taxpayers the $23 billion that was promised. We saved them $100 billion. We saved more than four times what was promised under the last farm bill, and we achieved these savings despite a very severe and sharp downturn in farm economy. Because we asked during the last farm bill, when times were good, to cut twice before measuring once, in the upcoming farm bill debate, we will measure our requirements first and then determine what kind of a budget we'll need to meet those needs.
The committee's minority leader, Minnesota Democrat Colin Peterson, says farmers are weathering the storm of low commodity prices, but change is needed.
If these crop prices stay where they're at and we get an average crop or a below average crop, we got big problems. So we got to keep that in mind as we write this bill. I agree with the chairman that we should write this bill based on what's needed for an agriculture, what's going to work for our producers, and not be driven by some outside budget force that somebody has come up with.
Members of the House Agriculture Committee will begin holding subcommittee farm bill hearings starting February 28th. The Senate Agriculture Committee will hold its first farm bill hearing next Thursday in Manhattan, Kansas.